So today we're talking about when a narcissist says, I'll do whatever it takes, or I'll do whatever you want me to do. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Y'all, seriously. If you're in a relationship with a narcissist, toxic person, or whoever, and they start saying things to you, y'all get into an argument, you break up with them, the relationship is over, you catch them cheating, whatever, however it ends, and they're begging and pleading with you to give them another chance, right? They're on their hands and knees begging. They're army crawling through the house. You know what I mean? Like they're army crawling through the house to try to get you to give them another chance, to try to get you to feel something for them, to try to get you to feel sorry for them and stuff like that. They're doing all of this stuff in order to get you back, in order to try to get you back here, you know? And then they say something like, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever you want. I'll go to therapy. I'll go to counseling. I'll do this. I'll do that. They actually don't want to do it, y'all. They actually, and this should go without saying, that's not something that they actually want to be doing.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's not something that they actually want to do. There's something that you want. You know, narcissists don't ever like doing, most times, especially as the relationship progresses, they don't like doing the things that you like to do, right? They like doing the things that they want to do. They like making themselves, they like making themselves happy. So if they tell you, I'll do whatever it takes, I'll go to counseling, I'll do whatever you ask me to do, I'll do whatever you want me to do, that's not something, they don't want to do it, y'all. I'll do whatever I want to do. No, they're doing what you want them to do, which means they don't want to do it, which means when you tell them you need to go to counseling, when you tell them you have to do this, you have to do that, that's not anything that they actually want to do themselves. They're only doing it because you asked them to do it. That's why I said that doesn't work. Can it be a temporary hold off to keep the relationship together or to get back with you? Anybody can do anything for a short period of time, y'all. They can, y'all can talk, y'all can fall. You can go to counseling. They'll take you on that trip. They'll do whatever, they'll do whatever it takes. But why, ask yourself this question right here, y'all. Why didn't they do it before it got to this point? Ask yourself the question. Why didn't they do it before they got to this point? Like, seriously. If you've had a narcissistic person in your life say that to you, drop it in the comment section. It's like, put the emoji where you raise your hand in the comment section. If you ever had a narcissistic, toxic person say, I'll do whatever it takes, or I'll do whatever you want, drop it in the comment section, y'all. Just to show people that you're not alone in this. Like, you're not the only person that's heard this statement. Because me personally, as a diagnosed narcissist, have I said that before? Yeah, I've said it before. And like I said, even in my mind, when I said that to the person, did I mean that I would do whatever they wanted? Yeah, I meant that part of it. But it didn't mean I wanted to do the things that they wanted to do. Because if I wanted to do those things, I would have already done them. You know, and some of the stuff that you want me to do, some of the stuff that you want them to do, you've already asked them to do it. And they just denied you. They just said no. They just refused to do it because they didn't want to do it. But now, all of a sudden, when the relationship is, you know, threatened, when the relationship is about to end, all of a sudden, now they want to do it. Now they're open. Their minds have been open to something. I wish I didn't see this before. I didn't know this before. But now I get it. I get it. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Y'all, if they say that right, and you take advantage of it, if you just take it, it's, you know, it's kind of like a free trial, pretty much, isn't it? It's like narcissistic Netflix. This is your whatever. This is your 7-day free trial to test this narcissistic person out, isn't it? So once the free trial ends, they revert back to their old behaviors because this is not something that they actually want to do. Like I said, again, me personally, well, even on my own therapy journey, I wanted to go to therapy. Yeah, my wife didn't even suggest it. That's something that I wanted to do. She called me a narcissist and she left. I wanted to go to therapy because I looked it up and I was like, I'm going to go to therapy. I didn't say, I'll do whatever it takes. Not to her in this situation. No, I wanted to go to therapy. So I went to therapy. You know, I wanted to do this. So I did it on my own. Like, that's why I say my journey is different. People keep asking me, well, what did your wife do differently? She left.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I wanted to go to therapy. I didn't, hey, babe, can you please come on? I'll do whatever it takes. Yeah. Back in the day. Well, not even back in the day. When you give your partner for Valentine's Day, your partner gives to you like those little love coupon books. And you can cash in the coupon to get them to do what you want them to do. That's pretty much what the narcissist is giving you. A little love coupon book. Like, I'll do whatever it takes. And you right now go to therapy. Yeah, they might go to therapy, but that's not something they actually want to be doing. You see what I'm saying? They don't actually want to go to therapy. So it's performative therapy. It's just something that you requested of them. It's not something that they themselves actually wanted to do. They didn't actually want to take you on that trip. They didn't actually want to go to the bar that night. They didn't actually want to go to that basketball game or the football game, whatever. They didn't actually want to go hang out with your friends and family. They didn't actually want to go to Christmas at their in-laws who are your parents. You see, they didn't actually want to do that. They only did it to satisfy you. And here's the flip side of it. Here's the kicker. Because they didn't want to do it and they feel like you made them do it, because they feel like you didn't think that they were good enough to do it on their own or just do it, whatever it is, they're going to resent you for it. Yeah, there's the catch-22, isn't it? You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. They're going to resent you for cashing in those coupons, the little love coupons. That's silly as hell, isn't it? They didn't actually want to do that, y'all. That's why I say at the end of the relationship, you will really see how manipulative and conniving a lot of narcissistic people are, y'all. You absolutely will see how manipulative, conniving, just sometimes just outright evil that narcissistic people can be, because they will start doing this stuff out the woodwork. Sometimes you don't even have to tell them to do it. They'll just start doing the stuff that you've been asking them to do for a long time, you know, but that should show you how manipulative they are. That should show you that they already had the ability to make you happy. They were actively choosing not to. Because they feel like they didn't have to put in any more. They already got you. They didn't have to put in any more work to keep you. That's manipulation on a whole different scale. And that's why I try to tell people, like, they show you who they are at the end. That's you might not ever know the narcissist for real, but at the end of the relationship, they show you more of who they are than ever before. Like, they absolutely show you more of who they are. They do. That's what's part of it right there, y'all. That's part of it right there. They show you exactly who they are. They show you exactly what they have going on. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. Like, did they ever love me? Yo, narcissists might have loved you in the beginning. Might have, but the love does go away. It evaporates. It's kind of like water. You know, water evaporates. It leaves if put in the wrong condition. Or it freezes. It freezes or it boils. You know, but that's how it happens, though, y'all. So if you get a narcissistic person that just is begging and pleading for you to give them another chance, I don't care what they did to you. If they utter the phrase, or phrases. I'll do whatever you want. I'll do whatever it takes. That's not something that they actually want to do. That's why I feel like y'all got to get that part through your heads. This is not something that they really want to be doing. They themselves don't want to do it. It's like you are forcing them to do it, even though they said that they would do whatever it takes or whatever you wanted. It's like you are forcing them to do it. So they will resent you for forcing them to do it. Because in the mind of a narcissist, like, if you want me to change who I am, I'm not good enough for you, am I? Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm worthless. You know, so it's just kind of compound itself within the mind of a narcissist or a toxic person when this type of stuff starts to happen. But, you know, as I said, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, this is the type of stuff that you have to deal with. This is the type of stuff you have to process or whatnot. You know, this is the type of stuff that's going to happen to you. And I know if you're dealing with a narcissistic person that hasn't said this, it doesn't mean that sometimes their pride and ego are way too big, too strong for them to utter those phrases. They're like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm going to pack my bags and go. They'll get extremely cold with you. So some of them won't do anything. Some of them won't even try to, I know y'all, the word y'all be using is fight for the relationship. Some of them don't want to fight for the relationship. They want you to just change who you are and how you accept them and whatnot. You know, that's the type of stuff that they want to be doing right there. So that's what I tell people all the time, just to verify. Like I say, in the end, if you fall for it, it really is a trick, y'all. If you fall for it, they will just do it. They will do it every time. I've talked to people who fall for this multiple times. You know, I've talked to people who fall for it multiple times. And this, like I said, this is not me trying to pick on y'all, but people who fall for it, they will get you. I'm just being realistic with you. They will get you. They will come back and get you. They will mess with your head. You know, they absolutely will. They will mess with your head. They will come back and get you. They'll spin the block, so to speak. They will keep doing the same thing over and over again. I know you said, let's try therapy. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's try a trial. You want to do a trial separation? But doing this trial separation, you got to be faithful to me. I'm going to be faithful to you. If they were not faithful to you in the relationship, do you think they're going to be faithful to you doing a trial separation? You know, do you think they're going to be faithful to you doing a trial separation? If they haven't been faithful to you throughout the entirety of the relationship, you know what I mean? Just like, y'all really not together. So you think it'll be faithful to you now? Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. If you haven't already, check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, Self-Love Journal. Make sure you like and subscribe for more, y'all. Let's get the 400K. Please, 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 please. I do whatever it takes. I do whatever you want to help me. If you can help me get the 400K. I'm super appreciative of y'all. But the hell, this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.